Hurricane Sandy rescue teams find ways to be a part of the gratitude equation. An outreach to the former Soviet Union discovers what it takes to share joy. And a few ministries ask, in light of persecution, what's there to be thankful for? We'll tell you about these stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As U.S. families gather around the Thanksgiving dinner table today, some members might be missing.
Workers are sacrificing this week of family and gathering to be serving those in need.
EFCA's Touch Global has teams working alongside the Evangelical Free Churches in areas slammed by Hurricane Sandy. Director Mark Lewis says,
the hope that comes through the body of Christ and reaching out and in touching those individual lives, those individual needs, it has been a powerful testimony.
As Christian workers serve in affected communities, pray
that there would be just this sweet aroma of the gospel that would carry through these communities and would leave a lasting impression of Jesus.
Is God moving your heart to get involved?
People are interested in giving, going, or praying. They could find out more information at efca.org/hurricane-sandy.
Next, while the Western world is gearing up for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Christians are getting ready for a new milestone in the former Soviet Union. Russian Ministry's Gift of Hope program serves the region. Well, this year, they need your help to reach 70,000 kids. That's 5,000 more than last year. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov.
The Gift of Hope is the size of a shoebox, which is printed within the former Soviet Union, and then these flat little boxes assembled into a box, and it costs about $25 to fill one.
They're filled with gifts, personal care items, and scripture booklets. Kulikov says the Gift of Hope boxes are stepping stones.
The child, when he comes to know Jesus Christ, is the future of Russia, the foundation of a pure conscience, the foundation of a love that is based upon Christian principles, and that's what Russia is lacking.
$25 buys a Gift of Hope. Help at our website. This is Mission Network News. Well, persecution and harassment, nothing new to Christians. It's part of the theme of the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Thanksgiving is also a big part of the theme. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says that's especially true when God answers prayer. Burma has changed in ways they never would have imagined.
People are praying and asking God to intervene in the country of Burma. I think they're more in the spotlight. What's going on? People are finding out more, with the president even going there to visit and addressing the issues with the ethnic minorities. Hopefully we'll see the oppression stop with the Quran.
Doors have opened, and the gospel is making a difference in a re-emerging nation.
It's because more people are praying, but also the times are getting short, and we need to do all we can while we can.
Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton agrees. He goes on to say that with being resourced comes responsibility.
To be Christ's body, to be his hands and his feet. And one of the sad things about the American church, I think, is often we think that the professional staff, the paid pastoral staff, is the people who are supposed to do God's work and supposed to carry on his plan and be his hands and feet.
Believers, although separated by oceans, stand together in Christ's name. It makes a difference, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
We're seeing Muslims coming to faith in Christ. Israel in this desperate situation, we're seeing more Jews come to Christ than ever before. So it's a difficult situation worldwide and especially focused on the Middle East. But believers are connected in prayer, and God is moving in this dangerous war zone.
The Apostle Paul found ways to be thankful even while he was behind bars. Well, amid the flurry of preparations for the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, we ask, what makes you give thanks, praise, and worship? Join the discussion on our Facebook page. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join our Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News on Facebook to find us. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.